These corporate claims were filed with the BC Supreme Court Registry in Vancouver. Information is derived from notices of civil claim. Civil claims have not been tested or proven in court. Defendants: Royal Mutual Funds Inc., Fonds d'Investissement Royal Inc. and Elvina Chan. Plaintiffs: Isak Abba and Susie Abba. Claim: Damages after the defendants failed to heed direction from the plaintiffs to withdraw their funds, totaling about $500,000, from investment accounts due to uncertainty in the market at the end of 2021, resulting in a loss in their investments. Defendants: Ruskin Construction Limited and Greater Vancouver Sewerage and Drainage District and Intact Insurance Company. Plaintiff: Rasmussen Equipment Company. Claim: $1,469,565 United States dollars in a lien against properties owned by Ruskin and the Sewerage District for failing to pay for equipment provided by the plaintiff for work on the Anisis wastewater plant. Defendants: My Mortgage Auction Corp., doing business as Shop Your Own Mortgage and Gregory Joseph Martel. Plaintiff: Vincent Darrell Taylor. Claim: $1,873,832.431,160 for debt. Defendants: Vin Automotive Technologies Limited and Levi Caleb Bernabe and Thomas Glenn Greggs Avant and Samuel Foster Archibald and Innova Capital GP 2018 Inc. and Karamdeep Niger and Hans Knapp and Eric Broadbent and Dentons Canada LLP. Plaintiff: Chet Kenneth Flanagan. Claim: Damages for breach of contract, conspiracy and wrongful dismissal after the plaintiff, as co-founder and chief operating officer of VIN, was given options to accept a demotion with a $60,000 reduction in salary or be fired after the plaintiff sought to correct financial misrepresentations by the CEO to investors. Defendant: Diana Hu. Plaintiff: Eastern Platinum Limited. Claim: Damages for breach of fiduciary duties and negligence as a director and CEO of the plaintiff after the defendant, representing the plaintiff, entered into a contract to buy equipment that the plaintiff couldn't afford and could result in a $2 million to $50 million loss or potentially insolvency.